Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of The Coach Home. I'm your host, Mo Stewart. We've got a bumper-packed show today full of people who I hope are going to be very happy. Later on, we'll be talking to James Roach about the record-breaking Bournemouth, and we'll be talking to Dave Mooney about the now inevitable City title challenge. But first of all, I get to talk to Alex Hurst about Newcastle. And about last time we spoke, Alex, it wasn't necessarily looking great. We weren't sure whether or not the season was going to peter out or not. Well, that question has been conclusively answered. Newcastle are on the charge again.
They are, and they're one of the form teams in the league behind Man City and Arsenal. I think across the last 5-6 games, they're the only sides that have picked up more points. So, doing okay, yeah. Players coming back too, slowly, but coming back nonetheless. And there's a real opportunity to finish sixth and probably get Europa League. That's dependent on Man City winning the cup final, but they should do that. I think everyone thinks they will do that. So, sixth is on, definitely.
Definitely. And I mean, I think a repeat of European competition probably would have been the minimum requirement at the beginning of the season. But when you look at the way the season has gone and the things that the team have had to deal with, I mean, even now the injuries haven't really slowed up. They're still happening at a rate of a couple every game or so, but you seem to be managing them better. And I do think the front players in particular, having Isak, I think it's 11 consecutive starts for Isak, which I think is the first time he's done that in his Newcastle career. I really think that that's making a big difference for you.
Definitely. You know, 19 goals in 23 Premier League games are pretty elite statistics, particularly for a team that has been kind of between 11th and 8th the time that he's been playing for this season. So yeah, just unbelievable from him. There's nothing really he can't do. You know, he's over 6 foot, he scores headers, he can beat a man, he's got great pace, he can finish, he can score great goals. Pretty kind of all-round player. So just a privilege to watch him at the minute. And yeah, I mean, there's still a full first 11 and first team players out injured, but it's weird because the media in particular like to talk about things before they've already happened, and Newcastle haven't finished sixth yet, and they got 3 of their last 4 games away from home, and our home form is brilliant, but the away form isn't. So that's going to be an interesting one. People are already talking about, actually, is this season our biggest achievement after kind of pulling off 2 miracles in the previous 2 seasons? Well, we have to get there first.